Well, following some anxiety in some parts of the country, and of course due to this national referendum exercise, we have increased our security operations and the presence of police officers, logistics in several parts of the country. We have also prepared a concept of operation whose main thrust is to ensure that the referendum exercise goes on freely, people exercise their democratic rights, and there is no breach of the peace either before, during, or after the referendum.
Some express worry, and some say that they are pleased that the police has stepped up security, particularly in some troubled community areas, including the Rift Valley. What can you tell me about such instances?
Well, certainly, not that we thought the threat was so big, but so soon after the 2008 post-election violence, it is excusable that some members of public felt apprehensive. And indeed, there were reports that they were leaving their homes in fear that there might be an eruption of violence. But a lot has been done by the police and the provincial administration. We have been talking to the communities concerned and listening to them. We have also been collecting intelligence and increasing the presence of security officers. The provincial police officer in charge of the Rift Valley has also drawn contingency plans to respond to any kind of violence. And we have cause to believe that this exercise will go on smoothly. We have also been talking to the leaders in the North Camp. We have been talking to the leaders in the Yes Camp. And by and large, the politicians have shown a lot of responsibility this time. And we are expecting that that kind of mutual approach to security and stability will prevail.
Mr. Kiriathi, some that we spoke to earlier on are holding supplies because they are a little bit concerned about some statements that some Kenyans have made. Is the police assuring Kenyans of ensuring their security and ensuring the peaceful referendum during and after the vote on Wednesday?
We are assuring them of security because basically from where I am seated, to the greatest extent possible, we have put down measures to ensure that there is no eruption of violence. And if anybody sits down to plan it, we shall be able to respond in good time. There are a lot of all the government internal security agencies have focused in those areas. The government also has given us massive support, I must say that. We have been talking to the political leadership in most of those areas, and all of them have shown a lot of understanding and maturity. Of course, we have had a few arrests, prosecutions, and cautions from the police to individuals whom we deemed were inclined to utterances that amounted to hate speech. And I can assure members of public that as long as they remain cooperative and as long as the current spirit prevails, we shall have a peaceful election. We are there, we are with the community, and we want to believe that the contingency measures in place this time are adequate to address any of their concerns. As I have told you, we understand those people who have expressed concern. Our recent history really bears them out. But we can tell them, as far as we are concerned, all the intelligence reports filed in so far indicate that we expect a peaceful referendum.
What is the police message to ordinary Kenyans as well as the leadership?
The police message is that a referendum is one of the hallmarks of democracy. It is one of those opportunities in democratic governments when the public is asked to express their intentions. It is a normal feature of democracy. And in this country, as we look forward to the dividends of democracy, violence has no part in it. The dividends of democracy we are looking forward to is faster development, greater freedoms for the individuals, you know, a greater observance of human rights, better service from our systems and services, and violence, crime has absolutely no part in it. So let us take democracy, let us accept democratic principles, and together we shall be there to say hooray. What we need is a stable, more secure society governed by the rule of law.